From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. Here's U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
Iran now has access to assets that have been frozen in foreign banks, the assets estimated to be valued upwards of $50 billion. Tehran is also free to expand trade in other countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had campaigned on a pledge to reform his country's economy. Freedom from crippling sanctions has been a key component of his pledge. Iran and the United States each released prisoners Saturday in a complex swap agreed just before the diplomats in Vienna were set to declare implementation of that nuclear pact. Five Americans are being freed. U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso's government and officials there say the siege at an upscale hotel that killed at least 23 in the capital Ouagadougou has ended. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for the raid. Meantime, an Australian doctor and his wife were kidnapped in the Barabul area of Burkina Faso near the border with Mali. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will visit Riyadh and Tehran in a bid to mend ties between the rivals after the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric led to mob attacks on the kingdom's diplomatic post in Iran. Pakistani Prime Minister will be accompanied by his country's military chief, General Raheel Sharif. Sunni Saudi Arabia and Shiite Iran back opposite sides in the wars in Syria and Yemen. Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic ties with Iran after the attacks on its diplomatic post following the cleric's execution, along with numerous others. The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China, as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened its doors in Beijing on Saturday. 57 member nations have contributed $100 billion to the bank, making it nearly half the size of the World Bank as it begins operations. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital, the largest share. AIIB is the first multilateral bank that does not have the United States and Japan as partners. Here in the United States, an attorney in the state of Texas for Republican Senator Ted Cruz's home city, Houston, has filed a lawsuit challenging Cruz's eligibility to serve as president of the United States because he was not born in the country. VOA's Greg Plakas has a report.
On Tuesday, 85-year-old attorney Newton Schwartz Sr. filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court in Houston questioning the eligibility of Senator Ted Cruz to be president. Speaking to VOA by phone, Schwartz said he's trying to avert a constitutional crisis.
Why would we want an ineligible candidate for president to win it? Can you think of the problems that would occur?
Some constitutional law experts have raised questions about Cruz's eligibility, as has his main rival for the Republican presidential nomination, billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump. Cruz answered Trump's challenge.
The facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
And turning now to health news, U.S. officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. A Hawaiian case was reported Saturday, a day after U.S. health officials issued a travel warning for 14 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America where Zika cases have been recorded. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.